Hey everyone, and welcome back to Stoke Morning Reset. I'm your host, Taylor Reed, and let's be real, communication can sometimes feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. You know what I mean? One wrong move and bam, the whole thing falls apart. But fear not, my friends, because today we're diving into some super effective communication strategies that will help you navigate those tricky conversations with confidence and clarity. Trust me, these tips are like secret weapons in your communication arsenal. We're talking about building genuine connections, getting your point across without causing a ruckus, and even mastering the art of saying no without feeling guilty. It's all about leveling up your communication game so you can achieve success in all areas of life. Ready to unlock your inner communication ninja? Let's do this. First things first, active listening is like gold. Ever felt like you were talking to a brick wall? Yay, not fun. But when you truly listen, paying attention to what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally, it shows respect and builds trust. It's about understanding their perspective before jumping in with your own two cents. Remember, communication is a two-way street, not a one-person show. Next up, be crystal clear with your message. Don't beat around the bush, folks. When you express yourself directly and honestly, there's less room for misinterpretation and frustration. Think of it like sending a text. Wouldn't you rather get a clear message than one full of vague emojis? Same goes for real-life conversations. Now, let's talk about those pesky conflicts. We all face them, right? But instead of letting them escalate into full-blown battles, try approaching them with empathy and a solution-oriented mindset. Focus on finding common ground and working together to reach a resolution that benefits both parties. It's like teamwork, but for your relationships. And speaking of solutions, framing your request positively can work wonders. Instead of saying "don't forget to call me," try "it would be great if we could catch up later today." See the difference? Positive language invites cooperation instead of resistance. Lastly, don't be afraid to set healthy boundaries. It's okay to say no sometimes. Remember, protecting your time and energy is essential for your well-being. You can politely decline requests without feeling guilty or obligated. Think of it like this. Saying yes to everything might feel good in a moment, but it can lead to burnout down the road. Okay, so let's imagine you're at work and your boss asks you to take on a new project that's outside your usual responsibilities. You're already swamped, but you don't want to disappoint your boss. This is where those communication strategies come in handy. First, take a deep breath and remember active listening. Ask clarifying questions about the project's scope and deadlines to ensure you fully understand what's expected. Then, express your willingness to help while being honest about your current workload. You could say something like, "I'm definitely interested in learning more about this project, but I'm currently working on several deadlines that require my full attention. Would it be possible to discuss prioritizing tasks or potentially delegating some responsibilities?" See how clear communication and boundary setting can lead to a win-win situation. So there you have it, folks. 5 powerful communication strategies to help you navigate the world with confidence and grace. Remember, effective communication is a skill that takes practice, but the payoff is enormous. When you communicate clearly, honestly, and respectfully, you build stronger relationships, achieve your goals more effectively, and create a more positive and fulfilling life overall. Now go out there and rock those conversations. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these tips. You know that friend who always seems to struggle in social situations? Send them a link. And if you have any questions or want to share your own communication experiences, drop me a line on our socials. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep it real, keep it stoic, and keep those conversations flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.